This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. We're playing it loud. Pick a song. We take it to 12. Send your request. Pause for text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Orioles in Minnesota tonight. Taking on the Twins. BBT coming up at 6. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. As the Orioles try to bounce back after getting shellacked the last two games of their series by the Kansas City Royals. Cade Povich going up against the team that drafted him, the Twinkies. Pablo Lopez on the hill for Minnesota, who could be an attractive trade piece if the Twins can't get it together. Justin Tucker, Stanley Cup, NBA playoffs. A lot going on. But where's the dough? By yourself.
Well, we're not having it. The Dow's down 109. The S&P's down 11. NASDAQ's down 51. DraftKings down 19 cents. Under Armour's down 8 cents.
Well, speaking of Pablo Lopez, let's start there. No lefties on the schedule for Minnesota in this series. That's good news for the Orioles, but Pablo Lopez still represents a tough challenge. He's faced Baltimore a few times over the years and had pretty good success. I look at a player like Gunnar Henderson, only 1-for-8 lifetime against Lopez, although that one was a homer. A few bright spots, Adley 3-for-9, Mountcastle 2-for-5, very limited, but it is success. Meanwhile, Cedric Mullins, who you could probably consider the O's most consistent bat this year, is 0-for-6 lifetime off Lopez. Buy or sell, Bob, Cedric snaps that hitless streak tonight.
Buy! 100 times over! Cedric Mullins. I think the Orioles come alive a little bit against Pablo Lopez, and I'm going to go Jackson Holliday to get himself a knock, and Gunshow's heating up. Question is, can Cade Povich shut down Minnesota? They just got Royce Lewis back. Buxton hit a homer the other day. It would kind of make sense, wouldn't it, if Minnesota like starts acting like it's Harmon Killebrew, Rod Carew, and Bobby Allison against the Orioles this week.
Over to the NFL, the game of quarterback musical chairs, mostly complete at this point. We've had trades, free agency signings, and now the draft over as well. Though there are a few teams still in need of at least a backup, and one backup name that still doesn't have a home yet is Tyler Huntley. Now, he's been probably one of the more recognizable backups in the league over the past few years, simply because he's been called upon to start 14 games, in fact, since 2021. Now, let's be honest, he's not great, even though he was a Pro Bowler. In the past, has shown to be at least a game manager at times if you need him to start a game or two. But buy or sell, Vinny, the fact that Huntley remains unsigned in a league where teams are so hyper-focused on quarterback depth signals that his career may be close to done.
I'll sell it just because guys get hurt and then they're looking for anybody out there. So right now it's just on temporary hold.
All right, how about a little NBA here? We've seen two game sevens so far in the NBA postseason this year. And for the longest time, the narrative around game sevens, win or go home games, was that they obviously favored the home team. That's why you fight for better seeding throughout the year, is to be afforded the opportunity to host a game seven if it gets to that point. However, recent history shows that 9 of the last 14 game sevens have resulted in the road team winning. For comparison, only two road teams won a Game 7 in the entire 90s decade. Just three times it happened in the 80s. Buy or sell, Bob, the Game 7 advantage for home teams no longer exists in today's NBA and won't moving into the future.
I'll soft buy. I think current day, you just stated the stats that say, hell yeah. I mean, it's whoever gets hot from three is going to win that game. But moving forward, I think home court advantage, it's all cyclical, I would think. So I'll soft buy. It's cool today, and I'll buy it for what's happening, but I'll soft buy moving forward. That'll be the continuing trend here.
Back to the NFL, the Cowboys went with an O-lineman with their first-round draft pick this year, a move that I think most people liked, but probably didn't do much to quiet the crowd that was upset about Dak Prescott's lack of weapons, and really lack of weapons outside of CeeDee Lamb. However, with Prescott missing significant time two of the last 3 years, it doesn't matter if you have weapons or not. He wasn't out there anyway. Wouldn't have made a difference. The year in between, though, when he was healthy, well, he was exceptional, beyond exceptional, in fact. Finished second in MVP voting behind Lamar. Career stats in many categories. Buy or sell, Vinny, Prescott can still reach those statistical highs if he's protected and healthy.
I'll buy it. I think, you know, getting Booker is going to play left guard for them. He's, you know, a 330-pound man, does a good job in pass protection. And then they got Owazeke in the second round. I thought Dallas actually had a real nice draft.
And our last topic of the day comes from the AL East, where Boston going to be without Tristan Casas, their first baseman, for the rest of the season. Now, this is familiar territory for them because he only played roughly 60 games for them last year. Now, at that time, they turned to Dominic Smith, but he's no longer with the organization, so who do they turn to replace him this time around? Well, they've got Romy Gonzalez there, played a handful of games this year, mostly getting the starts against left-handed pitching. His numbers, pretty good in that limited action as well. They've got an intriguing prospect in Roman Anthony, although probably more of an outfielder. They'd have to try to convert him here, and don't know if that's what's best for the short term. Buy or sell, Bob, Boston will be able to roll with what they have in-house instead of seeking another first baseman in a trade.
I'm going to sell that. I know Cora said that moving Devers to first base was out of the question for now. So that could be a possibility. I think they will go outside of Beantown to find that dude. So I'm selling that they're all stable there. Unless, again, Devers could do it as he's starting to get his sea legs under him offensively after moving off third. I mean, do you want to give him, you know, first base? And they're going to go somewhere else to get that trade candidate to play first base for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.